Let's just bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you once again for an opportunity to be in your house. Lord Heavenly Father, as we prepare for the great takeoff, Lord Heavenly Father, we are expecting that you come any day, any minute. Lord Heavenly Father, since you did not come yesterday, Lord Heavenly Father, we were looking forward to your coming in the morning. We are still looking forward to your coming even now. So we want to be ready, and we have come here reporting for duty so that, Lord Heavenly Father, you can address our concerns. You know our ought to be condition. You know what we are now. And Lord Heavenly Father, you are not going to come until you finish, Lord Heavenly Father, perfecting us. And what perfects us is the message of the hour that we have gathered for here. So I pray, Lord Heavenly Father, may you come down and take over, Lord Heavenly Father, in the preaching of the word and even the hearing of the same. I pray, Lord Heavenly Father, set myself aside also. Lord Heavenly Father, just like my brothers and sisters, may you take over in everything, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I want to greet you this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for an opportunity again to come into the house of the Lord. We just want to read the scripture whilst we are standing. Matthew chapter
4.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
Zvino Jesu akatungamirirwa nemweya kurenje kunoidzwa nadiabolos.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered.
Wakati azvinyima zvokudya mazuva namakumi mana nousiku namakumi mana akabva oziya.
And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.
Zvinomuidzi wakauya kwaari akati kwaari, kana uri mwanakomana waMwari, taura kuti mabwe awa zvive zvingwa.
Then he answered and said, it is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Asi wakapindura akati, kwakanyorwa kuchinzi, munhu angararame nechingwa bedzi.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
Zvino diabolos wakamuisa muguta dzvene akamumisa pachiruvi chetembere.
And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Akati kwaari, kana uri mwanakomana waMwari, uzviwisire pasi nokuti kwakanyora kuchinzi, iye ucharayira vatumwa vake pamusoro pako, pamaoko avo vachakusimudza kuti urege kugumbuswa rutsoka rwako pabwe.
Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Jesu akati kwaari, kwakanyorwawo usaidza Ishe Mwari wako.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
Diabolos akamisa zvepa gomo refu refu. Akamuratidza ushe hose hwenyika nokubwinya kwao.
And said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
Akati kwaari, izvi zvose ndichakupa kana ukawira pasi ukandinamata.
Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Ipapo Jesu akati kwaari, Ibva Satan, nokuti kwakanyorwa kuchinzi namata ishe mwari wako umushumire iye oga.
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Zvino diabolus akamurega, vatumwa vakauya vakamushumira.
Ishe waropafadze kuringa kweshoko rao.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
We just want to talk for a few minutes.
Tinongotaura kwima minutes mashomanani.
On the temptations of Jesus Christ.
Pamiedzo ya Jesu Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Which we have read about in the book of Matthew. Amen.
Amen.
How the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil.
Kuti tenzi Jesu Kristo vakaedzwa sei na diabori.
And how that we also, we are no exception.
Kutiwo zvakare nesuo hati kwanisi kunzvenganya iyo.
We also get tempted, just like our master got tempted.
Tinoedzwawo sekungoedzwa kwakaitwa tenzi wedu.
If the devil had the guts to go and tempt Jesus,
kana Satan akawana ushingi wekuenda kunoedza Jesu,
what more ourselves?
Ko isusuwo zvedu.
Amen.
Amen.
You can rest assured that he can just come to you running.
Unongova nechokwadi chekuti iye anongouya achingomhanya.
Amen.
Amen.
God is a spirit.
Mwari mweya.
The devil is a spirit.
Satan womweya.
Amen.
Amen.
Those who worship God, they worship in spirit.
Avanonamata mwari vanomunamata mumweya.
Those who fight the devil, they fight him in spirit.
Vanorwisana ona diabori vanomurwisa mumweya.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said in this message, believest thou this?
Profita anotaura maridzo e unotenda here izvi.
This is just a little teaching message.
Ingori maridzo dikidiki yekudzidzisa.
Amen. Just for us to see kuti tingovene mama maonero emaonera tachimboita.
Just for us to have another angle to see the very same things that we've been watching all the time.
Believest thou this? Paragraph 57.
Notenda here izvi pa paragraph 57.
That's just the way it happens. When you get the Holy Ghost, the first thing the devil comes right along for temptation. So when you cry for the Holy Ghost, you know that once you get the Holy Ghost, the devil then comes. And when you claim your healing, watch the devil come right along to back it up and say it's wrong. That's the time to stand, because you don't testify of what you see or feel. You testify of what you believe. Though it may be contrary to what you are seeing, it may be contrary to what you are feeling, you testify what you believe. That's why we are admonished to believe the message. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I am the resurrection and life. Paragraph 45. Then along came Jesus. When he was baptized,
he
went straightway out of the water, and the voice of God spoke, said, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Into the wilderness he went to be tempted of the devil. Every man and woman, as soon as you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, immediately the devil sets in from every side. If he didn't, then you better go back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if the devil did not come,
so
Otherwise, then it means it must, it could be, probably it's not the Holy Ghost that you got. Praise the Lord. And the prophet is saying you must go back. Because it's an expectation along the way. Then every time when you get healed, here comes symptoms moving right around you again. If it didn't, be careful. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you get healed and you testify that I am healed, more often than not, you start testifying before the physical healing takes place. And when you do that, the devil then comes. He comes to tell you that it is wrong. You were not healed. That's why the prophet was teaching at one time. And he was talking of a certain woman that he had prayed for. And he said, as much for all what he believed, that woman was healed. She had cancer. And when that woman was prayed for, she started feeling well. She started testifying. Then the doctors who were treating her heard about it. Then they told her that as far as we are concerned, your cancer is still there. And they examined her. And they confirmed that the cancer was still there. She then lost her healing. Because she then admitted to going to them so that they can work on her again. And the prophet was saying, you know, when the devil leaves your body, because you know, if it is cancer, there was a lamp here. And that lamp, there was the devil was staying in there. And when you are healed, it's the spirit, the devil, that is chased away. But the lamp that the devil was sitting in is still there. It's just like an end hill. If you take the pest exterminators and they come there and they spray inside there, the termites will die. But the end will still be there. And that's what the devil takes advantage of now. Because he keeps showing you the end
hill.
And you start believing what you are seeing. And once you lose that faith in what you believe, that devil will come back into that end you again. And the prophet was saying, that woman, the doctors then made a real, they dissected her. Yes. And the prophet was saying, you know, you would think it's a butcher, you know. Some of the intestines were there. Some of the, you know, they were just grouping things there because they were cutting, trying to throw this one, and that woman died.
Profita no vatanzu noita sengwe washika kukoala kana kumontana iko kunoti vaitora matumbu mamwe vaisa apa dzimwe nyama dzoiswa apa zvokuti mudzimai unonjosa amunhu afa.
Because the devil comes and starts arguing against you that you are not healed. And that's where symptoms really play trick on our healing. Israel and the church.
Israel.
Just as Jesus went into the wilderness 40 days. And when he came out, Jesus,
Jesu.
Satan met him.
Satan akasangana
naye. Just in his weak spot.
Pautera wake ipa.
Like he did Moses.
Sezva akaita Moses.
Jesus' weak spot was hunger.
Utera wa Jesu panguva yanga iri nzara.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not to profit kutaudze vanhu kuti Jesus had a weak spot.
It only takes a prophet to tell the people that Jesus anga ine utera.
Amen.
Amen.
And his weak spot was hunger.
Uye utera wake yanga iri nzara.
Amen. Those vanhu vaimu chinyira vachiti anodyisa, you know, all those, they knew that he had a weakness around eating.
This is why people could scorn him and say he was gluttonous. Nokuvaiziva kuti anga ine kautera ikako.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was tempted 40 days and 40 nights.
Jesu akaedzwa mazuva 40 neusiku 40.
And that's a very long period.
Inguva yakareba yama.
When Moses went into on the mountain,
Moses paakaenda pagomo.
40 days.
Mazuva 40.
People had already decided to go back to Egypt.
Panguva iyoyo vanhu vanga vatotora sarudzo yekuti aiwa todzokerei
Egypt. Because they really were convinced that I don't think Moses is still there.
Nokuti vakanyatsova nekugutsikana kwakakwana kuti Moses wafira
mugomo. What is he still doing there?
Achiri kuiteko iko.
Who is he with?
Anani?
What is he eating?
Ari kudyei?
I would like to believe
ndoda kutenda
that when Jesus Christ was 40 days in the wilderness,
kuti Jesu panga ari mazuva makumi mana
murenje, I don't think people who knew Jesus
andizve kuti andifunge kuti vanhu vaiziva Jesu
were just saying we don't know where he has gone, we don't care.
Vaitongoti ameno kwaakaenda hatina
kachira. They were wondering also
vanga vachinyatsofungisa,
you know, we thought he would come back after 3 days.
Tangachifungoti pamwe mazuva matatu anenge
adzoka. We thought he would come back after 10 days.
Pamwe mazuva 10 anenge adzoka.
We thought he would come back after 3 weeks.
Taitofunga kuti pamwe mavhiki matatu anenge adzoka.
Until 40 days and 40 nights.
Kusvikira usiku 40 nemazuva 40.
I suppose even some search parties could have even been commissioned to go and look for Jesus.
Ndofunga pakatotorwa mapurisa nevanotsvaga kuti endai munotsvaga Jesu.
It's not a short period.
Yanga isiri nguva pfupisa.
Amen. And Jesus Christ was God in flesh.
Nokuti Jesu anga ari Mwari munyama.
And Jesus could fast.
Jesu aikwanisa kutsanya.
Sometimes I wonder whether it was necessary for Jesus to fast at all.
Ndinombofunga kuti zvanhu zvakakodzera here kuti Jesu atsanye.
He was God.
Anga ari Mwari.
He could just speak and things will happen.
Aingotaura kawaita zvinhu zvaitika.
But you hear in the Bible how he would oftentimes set himself apart, go into the mountain and pray and fast up there on his own.
Kuti aimbozvitsaurira nguva sei yekuenda mugomo ononamata achitsanya ari ega.
And this is a person who we regard he was God.
Ndiye munhu wataicherechedza kuti uyu anga ari Mwari.
What about us?
Ko isusu.
We should even pray and fast more often than him.
Tinotofanirwa kunamata nekutsanya kupfuurira zvakaita
iye. Because we are of a weaker disposition than him.
Nokuti isusu tiri vanhu vane hutera hunopfuurira hwake.
So we should even be fasting more than he did.
Saka tinofanira kutozvinyima zvekudya kupfuurira iye.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngaakudzwe.
But Jesus was sent into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit.
Asi Jesu akatumwa murenje nemweya mutsvene.
And God can send you also into the wilderness for your temptations.
Iwewewo unogona kutumwawo naMwari kuenda murenje kunoedzwawo pachako.
It may not necessarily be a physical wilderness as we know it.
Rinogona kusava renje ratinoziva se.
But God has a way of sending you somewhere so that you can be tempted by the devil if you receive the Holy Ghost.
Asi Mwari vane nzira yekukutumawo kune yako nzvimbo yekuti unoedzwa nadhiabhori ndokunge iwe kana wakagamuchira mweya mutsvene.
And if you are sent by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted,
zvino kana watumwa nemweya mutsvene kuenda murenje kunoedzwa,
woe unto him,
ane nhamo,
who will try to go and take you back,
uyo anoedza kukubvisa murenje iro.
Because if it is the Holy Spirit that sends you there,
nokuti kana uri mweya mutsvene wakutuma ikoko,
the Holy Spirit will take care of you.
Mweya mutsvene uchakuchengetedza.
Praise the Lord.
Mwari ngaakudzwe.
So he knows how many temptations you are going to be going through when you are there.
Vanotoziva kuti iwe uchaedzwa kangani uri murenje iro.
So we don't want to come and collect you when you are in your wilderness.
Isusu redu hatidi kuuya kuzokubvisa kana uri imo murenje rako.
God grant us the grace to know
Mwari ngavatipo nyasha dzekuziva.
That this one is in the wilderness by the Holy Ghost.
Kuti uyu kauyu ari murenje atumwa nemweya mutsvene.
And let us leave him there.
Ngati mumusiyaya
kana. For his 40 days, 40 nights there.
Pamazuva ake ane makumi mana neusiku nemakumi mana ake iko.
Because if we try to take you back.
Nokuti tikaedza kukubvisa.
When it is not God's time.
Kana isiri nguva yaMwari.
Then we are fighting God.
Takutorwisa Mwari.
In the message, a greater than Solomon is here.
Paragraph 30.
Says, now maybe this man stole some money.
Jimwe, murume uyu akaba mari.
He lived evil.
Akararama zvakaipa.
Maybe he ran around with some woman immorally.
No, pamwe akararama zvisiri zvine tsvina nemadzimai.
Or he done a murder or something.
Kana kuti akaponda kana chimwe chinhu.
That God had put this sickness on him.
Kuti Mwari azoisa urwere uhu paari.
You know, God uses sickness for whips to bring us to him.
Unoziva, Mwari vanoshandisa urwere seshamu kuti udzosa kwaari.
You believe that?
Unozvitenda here?
Look at Job and chastening of the Lord.
Tarirai Job nekurangwa
nashe. Now, if you have to notice,
zvino kana muchicherechedza
prophetic gifts,
zvipo zvechiprofita,
get yourself in trouble.
Zvinogona kukupinza muna taisireva.
Certainly can.
Chokwadi
chaizvo. What if this man has done something evil?
Zvinokana tomboti kana munhu akatashaka.
I am standing here.
Ndakamira pano.
Great big what we would call in America bulldog faith.
Kutenda kwatinotaura muchiAmerica kuti kutenda kwembwa hono hurusa.
And I grab a hold of him.
Zvino tobva tamubata.
And I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Satan, turn him loose.
Tobva tamunamata kuti hallelujah, hallelujah, Satan, uda.
Glory to God.
Mbiri kunashe.
And I take that disease off of him.
Tobva tabvisa urwere uhu pane murume uyu.
Meaning kuti chirwere chacho chinotogona kutoenda zveshuwa.
That means that sickness can surely be healed.
And yet God put it on him for a purpose.
Asika, Mwari ndovanenge vaisa urwere uhu nekuda kwechinangwa.
I am in trouble with God.
Ndatopinda panyatwa naMwari.
You see what I mean?
Munoona zvandoreva?
That's why 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22 says, lay hands suddenly on no man.
Hanzi, haikona kukurumidza kuturika maoko pane munhu.
Neither be partaker of other men's sins.
Kana kuti uve mugoverani pamwe chete nemunhu pazvivi zvake.
Keep thyself pure.
Zvichengetedze wakachena.
In some messages,
mune dzimwe mharidzo.
You know, the Brother Branham would actually, when he was emphasizing about this,
Brother Branham pavanyatsodonongodza pane zvivi.
He had a way of, when he is praying, he had a way of checking whether it's God or it's not God.
Munoziva pavainamatira vanhu, vanga vaine nzira yekunyatsocherechedza kuona kuti apa ndimwari here kana kuti havasi.
So sometimes he could see light, you know, and it would confirm to him, yes, I will pray for him.
Munoziva zvimwe nguva pamwe vaiona chiedza kana zvimwe moza zvobva zvanyatso uva nechokwadi kuti zveshuwa ndakuchinamatira munhu.
But as man,
asi isusu iwe
chese chauya faka maoko
zonke maoko,
whether it's God's chastising or not, we just lay hands there.
Kana vari Mwari vari kurangawo munhu wavo kana zvimwe zvakadaro tinongoturika.
May God grant us grace.
Dai Mwari vatiwanirawo nyasha.
That we be led.
Kuti titungamirirwe.
To know very well.
Kunyatsoziva chokwadi.
How to approach these things.
Kuti tinopinda sei munyaya idzi.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying we should not pray for the sick.
Hatisi kuti kachiregerai kunamatira vanorwara.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But I'm saying may God grant us the wisdom.
Chatiri kutaura nje kuti dai Mwari vatipawo uchenjeri.
And when God sends you into the wilderness,
zvinokana Mwari vakutumira murenjeri,
he sends you not as a group.
Havakutumirei muri ziboka.
God deals with us as individuals.
Mwari vanoshanda nesu sedunga munhu.
The Laodicean Church Age, paragraph 280.
Laodicean Church Age 280
says,
paragraph.
In the book of Acts,
hanzi mubhuku
remabasa, he came to the Gentiles.
Akauya kumahedheni.
To take a people out of the Gentiles.
Kuti azvitsaurire vanhu kubva
kumahedheni. His name.
Nekuda kwezita rake.
His bride.
Mwenga wake.
A people.
Vanhu.
One here.
Mumwe apa.
One there.
Mumwe uko.
One over here.
Mumwe uko.
And he deals with us as individuals.
Uye anoshanda nesu sedunga munhu.
And regardless of race, creed, or color.
zvisinei kuti uri werudzi rupi unotendei
kana us as individuals
anoshanda nesu
his bouquet that he will put on his altar
maruva ake anoisa paaritari yake
but as for the Jews he always deal with Israel as a nation
asi kuma Juda anongoshanda navo se nyika
yose they are a nation of people
vatori rudzi rwevanhu
his nation
rudzi rwake
why need to Bethlehem and he deals with us today as one individual
zvino nhasi anoshanda nesu sedunga
not as a group
kwete seboka
one person
munhu mwe
is going to be up to you and I
zvichava kwauri kana kwandiri
of how we stand before God
kuti tichamira sei pamberi
pamwari because he is dealing with you and I as individuals
nokuti ari kushanda newe neni sedunga
not as a group
kwete seboka
that we are in
ratiri mari
and not as the denomination church we belong to
kwete sesangano kereke yatinoga
as you and I as individuals
asi anoshanda newe iwe neni sedunga munhu
and since he works with us as individuals
you know sezva chishanda nesu se
God does not consult other people whether to save you or not
mwari havachabvunze vamwanu kuti nai ndoponesa here munhu uyu kana kuti kwete
if we were to be saved by God based on the approval ratings of other people
dai kwanga kuri kunzi isusu ruponeso rwedu mwari vanotoenda kunobvunza kuti nai ngana tomu ndoponesa here
I can assure you
ndinokuudzai zvechokwadi
nobody would go to heaven
hapana kana mumwe chete aenda kudenga
amen
amen
because for your own information
kuti mungozivawo
somebody has something against you
pane mumwe munhu kaiwekayo akatokumakira chimwe chinhu
in here
muno
somebody has something against you
pane mumwe munhu akatokumakira kamwe kanhu
so if we were to give that individual They approve our rating for you to go to heaven.
Saka dai iye aipiwa tsamba yekunzi shamwari. Saina kuti munhu uyo enda here kudenga kana kuti kwete.
You will not go there.
Shamwari kaongo singa sainiri, wongo singa ende.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't you waste your time.
Usambo pfoka pedza nguva yako.
Trying to find the favor or approval of other people.
Kuedza kuda kudiwa kana kuwanirwa favor
yomwe. You must deal with God.
Shanda na mwari.
God called you alone.
Mwari vakakudana uri wega.
And he knows how many days you are going to live on this earth.
Vanotoziva mazuva uchararama panyika pano.
He only predestinates our influences.
Vanongotemera runziro yedu.
Mwari vakatendera kuti uite tete vanonetsa.
God predestinated for you to heaven and we so troublesome.
Because akaona kuti munatete imomo
because he found out that in that aunt
mumanetsera awanoita
in those troubles that she has for you
kanetsero kacho ndokanonyatsa kubvisa chimwe chinhu chiri mauriwe
that is the exact trouble that will remove something bad out of you
amen
amen
so our influences are predestinated
saka runziro dzedu dzose kwese kwese
dzakatenderwa our friendships are predestinated
pardon
our friendships are predestinated
kunyangwe ushamwari chaiwo wakatemerwa
you know Saul when he repented so
Saul paaka tendeuka
this bible says
bible read
chapter 9 acts chapter 9 verse 26 and when Saul was come to Jerusalem
zvino Saul wakati wauya Jerusalem
he assayed to join himself to the disciples
akatiwo regai ndinozvibatanidza neva teveri va Jesu
but they were all afraid of him
asivese vaimutya
he had repented
anga tendeuka
he had been baptized by the Holy Ghost
akamchira mwe mchene
he was a believer
atova mutendi
but they were all afraid of him
asivese vaimutya
and believed not
vakasatenda
that he was a disciple
kuti anga atovewo muteveri waishe
so paakasvika kunogara nechepakati apo
so when he came to sit close to a certain brother
in there vakapaita a circumference of empty chairs around him
there became a very huge circumference of empty chair anga sina vanhu vati mwarara kuti
people not wanting to be associated with him
hapana ida kuita ushamwari naye
ende vakadzika tina mate
when they it was said let us pray
you think vakatidzia
do you think those people closed their eyes
paulo ari papa
Paul being there
wavaiziva mabasa ake kudhara
whom they knew his works before
vanga vachina mata you know zvatsuro tsuro
they were praying with one eye closed and one eye open
So if those people were given the approval rating for Paul to go to heaven, you think Paul would make it?
Nae vanhu ivava vakanzi naShe, naimiwe, Paulo toendesa here kudenga. Munofunga kuti Paulo aikuende?
That woman who washed the feet of Jesus.
Mudzimai uya akasuka tsoka dzashe.
You know, people, I don't know how to call it, indignation or whatever, against that woman. Disciples knowing very well, kuti mufundisi weduka munhu ari clean.
You know, the disciples knowing that our pastor is a pure, clean person.
You know, anoparidza against sin.
He preaches against
sin. Against upombwe.
Achipesana ne adultery.
You know, anoparidza kuti kana ukaenda kumba kwa brother, usika kuina sister, brother, wasiko, atipindi mumba yedu.
He preaches that when you get to a certain home and you find out there's only the wife and the husband is not there, you don't get inside.
Mufundisi anoparidza kudaro wacho.
That pastor that preaches that way, then he sits.
You know,
and a prostitute is wiping his feet.
And Jesus did not say,
hey, what are you doing now? What is this now?
He freely let her do it.
Akatonya tsotambanudza gumbo zvikanzi sister. Up until a Pharisee of my denomination.
He's not what the people say he is.
Now we are assured that this man is not actually
if
what people say about
him. If he were a
prophet,
he should have discerned to know that this woman, of course we understand he may not know her. He doesn't know it, but what we know that.
This is probably the first time to meet. But here, this is where we needed that discernment. That he should know.
Sister,
please stay away.
Distance.
When we want our feet to be washed, we'll go to Brother Peter. You just stay a distance away.
So you can imagine. That woman was saved. But according to the approval ratings of people,
this one could be buried alive.
Zacchaeus.
Zakeo.
He was a tax collector.
Angari Muteres.
Aishana kuzimura.
He was working at Zimra.
Amen.
Amen.
And the ikoko kwaizikana kuti wese vanochana kuzimura havana mari.
And it was well known and proven that all those that are employed by Zimra are not even Christians.
Kwete Zimra yedu.
Not our Zimra. Ours is. Okay.
And this was a chief tax collector.
When
Jesus told Zacchaeus,
he says, come down.
I want to go to your house. I want
to sup with you. You see that weakness now of hunger. I want to sup with you.
The Bible says,
Bible note,
people murmured that Jesus went to his house.
Kuti ah, Jesus waenda nazake.
People murmured.
Vanhu vakagunununa.
God does not want murmurers.
Mwari havadi manyunyuta idzi.
And the Bible says they murmured.
Bible rinotanzi vakanyunyuta.
Against Jesus going to Zacchaeus' house.
Vachinyunyutira Jesus kuti waenda kumba kwa Zacchaeus.
Ko Jesus akaya kumba kwako.
What if he comes to your house?
My brother and my sister need to say.
What do you think the brothers and sisters will do? Knowing you. Knowing you.
Kako, kako,
they how you are meeting and how you do your things, and they see Jesus literally coming to your house. Not going to Brother Mdiwa's house. Knowing that Brother Mdiwa is not a liar, he doesn't steal, he's not even a wizard, he does well.
But
they are going to Barabbas' house.
So don't wait on the approval ratings of people.
Haikona kumirira kuapruvirwa nevanhu kunzi brother ka munochigona manje maqualify makuenda
kuri. Usaudzwe moyo kuti handichadi kuchurch because wagonorwa nemunhu.
Don't be discouraged by somebody and you say, now I won't go to church because somebody has discouraged you.
According to the scriptures that we are reading here.
Zvichendera nemagwara tiri kuverenga pano.
Vanhu vanotogona kukutadzisa kuenda kudenga.
People might be your hindrance for going to heaven.
The thief on the cross.
Mbavha pamuchinjikwa.
You know, until he died.
Shikira afa.
I believe one wakangonzwa about the conversation between the thief and Jesus.
Ndotenda kuti vanhu vakanzwa nhaurirano pakati paJesu nembavha.
It was the other thief.
Ndeimwe mbavha.
You know, what is three na Jesus ipapa?
They were just the three of them.
Because, you know, they were so high up there. And the people did not want to go Paduze. You know,
people didn't want to come close.
So people were looking at them like one koko.
One, why were tired? Sanechekure.
Washingo series wa utokuma na shame.
Feeling pity for them and saying, oh, my way.
What you want, manje? These convicts,
and they see, he's conversing to that one. They are conversing.
During that conversation,
Panauranoyo,
that thief,
Mbavai,
who was pardoned,
Uyakaregerewa.
You know, one way say wakanga wari popaya papa, wakazogera kumbaga. They were convinced kuti awa wesa waenda Gehenna.
Those people that were there and witnessing the crucifix were actually convinced in their hearts to say, these other two malefactors went to hell, both of them.
Wakatozungoshamiswa.
They were only surprised.
Because now all of them are dead.
Wakatozungoshamiswa. Kune wakaenda Gehenna, wakamuchaya. Those that went to hell, they were surprised to miss him there. Where is he? Those that went to heaven, they were surprised to say, how did you make it here? Those that went to hell, they said, where is he hiding?
So people will not approve you're going to heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother Branham wanted me incident in Munyaya. I don't know what you know. How the angel came to me and his commission. Paragraph 92.
Grozi yako ya say kwandiri uye nekutuma kwa.
Because white if he were a prophet.
Now I'm talking about this because when white die anga arim prophet.
You know, Brother Branham could discern.
Brother Branham why go na kunzera.
He says one time sitting at a table with a man. One time sitting at a table with a man,
we,
him with his arm around me,
he said,
oh, Brother Branham, I love you. And I kept feeling something moving. I looked at him. He couldn't have told me that. I know he didn't do it.
Nokuti ndaizauti uyu handido.
See? There it was.
Mazvone.
He was absolutely a hypocrite.
Chaizvo chaizvo anga ari munyengeri.
If there ever was one, see, and right there with his arm around me.
Ndo yanga iri description yemunyengeri chaiye chaiye akanyatsondimbundira.
I said, well, okay.
Ndakati, oh, yeah.
I walked away.
Ndo vandaenda hangu.
I don't want to know that. I would rather just know him the way I know him as my brother. And let it go like that. Do you know that most of us, we covet the gift of discernment?
tinokambira kana kuti tinochiva chipo chekunzvera.
And kana uine discernment manje.
Now, if you have the true discernment.
And discernment like the order yanga ine Brother Branham.
Discernment is in the order with Brother Branham.
Yokuti akagara kudai.
Knowing that when he seated there,
he can tell.
Anogona kukutaura kuti
ari kundifungira zvakaipa.
Uyu, this one is thinking evil of me.
Uyu asi kundifarira.
This one doesn't love me.
And Brother Branham is saying, because of that gift.
Brother Branham akutaura kuti nekuda kwechipo ichi.
Zvaimukanganisa, zvaivakanganisa.
That disturbed him a lot.
To know about what people, the secrets of people.
Kuziva zvakavanzika zvemoyo yevanhu.
I don't want to know that.
Hanzi handitombodi kuzviziva.
I would rather just know him the way I know him as my brother.
Ndingasha hangu ndangoziva kuti ah brother Shadimoti ava ndi brother Shadimoti.
Exactly. Hallelujah. If you were to be given just for 1 week.
Dai waingo piwao kwe viki 1.
The gift of discernment, like your brother Branham.
Chipo che kunjera zvakavanzika zvemoyo sa brother Branham 1 week.
Pavakagara ipapo.
There where you are seated.
Kubva kutotanga kutoziva.
Then you start knowing.
Kuti sister kana brother uri paside pakwa.
Knowing that the brother next to you or the sister next to you.
Vari kufunga kuti dai chikafa hacho.
Is actually desiring for you to die.
Because discernment, our brother Branham ari kuti. Wakapika kuti this is a hypocrite. Apa akandimbundira kuti I love you brother.
Discernment.
And apa varikuedza kuziva kuti this man is a hypocrite.
Discernment, like what he is saying, he's actually has his arm around me and he doesn't love me and he says I love you brother Branham.
Sorry ndashandisa kuti dai chikafa ndirikuedza kutora in extreme.
I'm actually trying to get the extreme description of it.
It could be kana kuti you know pamaruto aruto nzwa kuboikana nehembe dzawakapfeka.
Probably maybe is actually being bored by the clothes you're putting on.
Sister one of Vaira.
That's this sister is
sister Vaira.
This is not a good sister.
Andirika zvikanzi bless the brother sister next to you. God bless you.
And then when the minister says ropa fadza ari pedyo neyonzi.
But iwewe because of the gift unenge wasiwa manje.
Iwewe nekuda kwechipo chauri mauri. Now you know
exactly what is in their heart about you.
Chaizvo zviri moyo mako mavo pamusoro pako.
Unomuita here God bless you at the end of the service.
Will you really bless that person after service?
Urikona kuoma kwazvinoita dai une chipo ichocho manje.
You see how hard it would be if you had that gift.
Wakuchiziva manje everyone kuti wese vari kukufarira vasinga kukufariri.
You know who loves you and who doesn't.
Unotogona kuita BP chaiyo chai.
You might actually be diagnosed of high blood pressure.
Beta kusadziwa.
So you'd rather stay like that.
Ungosangana kana paine muroi, ungosangana uri sakati ende mwari wakanaka. God bless you.
Whether the witch or the wizard or the one who hates you comes and grabs you and say, God bless you. Iwe ngazvingopera zvakadaro.
Exactly. Brother Branham, I would rather like that.
Hanzi ndingasha hangu ndagara zvakangodaro. Ungoziva kuti Brother Shadimoti, Brother Kim Tumi, zvapera.
Praise the Lord.
Mwanangakudzwa.
Now, when Jesus was being tempted,
when Jesu panga ari kuedzwa,
physically, there was no other person with him.
Panyama, panga pasina mumwe munhu anga ainaye.
Jesus, handitika. The way the scriptures are written,
manyorerwa akaitwa magwaro.
Parikunyatsa kuratidza kuti Jesus anga ina devil.
It clearly shows that it was just Jesus and the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
And parikutotaurwa description in terms of like a conversation yakatoitika.
And pova panyatsotaurwa kunzi panga paine nhaurirano pavaviri ava vari vaviri.
If you read what the Bible is saying,
ukanyatsoverenga zviri kutaurwa nebhaibheri.
And if we were to put somebody who was just watching Jesus from afar,
tikaisa mumwe munhu anga ari kungotarisa Jesu kubva kure
achingomunanganidza whatever he was doing there,
just watching him, zvese zvaingoita ipapo.
Jesus was alone.
Jesu pakuonekwa kwezizo renyama anga ari ega.
Handizve. Jesus was alone.
Jesu anga ari ega.
But the devil came to Jesus.
Asi diabori chaizvo akatoya
kuti Jesus is a spirit.
Diabori mweya.
Just as God is a spirit.
Samwari womweya.
spiritual people
vanhu vemwe
can identify the devil
vanogona kucherechedza diabolo
when he comes to them
kana auya kwavari
or when he is in another person
kana kuti kana ari mune mumwe munhu
many people
vanhu vazhinji
cannot identify the devil
avagone kucherechedza diabolo
tinozoziva satani taona benzi rinenge rakatakura mapepa vataiza kuti ya satani ari munhu
we only know of the devil when we see a bum in the streets with tattered clothes and just carrying up sacks full of papers, and then we know that's the devil.
The temptations which happened to Jesus happen to each and every one of us every day.
Hanzi inoitika kune mumwe nemumwe wedu mazuva ese.
Pana pataurwa three temptations.
Here, only three temptations were spoken of.
I can tell you.
Ndogona kukuudza.
Nhasi waita pamwe kuma 50 ma temptations where the devil was talking to you.
Pamwe waedzwa ka 50. Only today. Satan achitaura newe.
No. But there's a difference between one who is spiritual and one who is very spiritual.
Zvaka zvine mutsauko kana musiyano pavanhu vemweya nevasiri vemweya.
Spiritual people can identify the devil.
Vanhu vemweya vanogona kuziva Satan
and how he comes.
Uye kuti anouya nenzira iyi.
And they can see that this is now the devil.
Vobvanya tsona kuti uya Satan manje.
When Jesus told his disciples that he was about to go to be then crucified.
Jesu paakaudza vadzidzi vake kuti hanguva yangu yekunorovererwa yasvika.
And Peter said, no, that will not happen. We will not allow that to happen.
Peter nokuti hakana zvitika hatizombozvitendere izvo.
Peter anga kutofunga kuti no, ngatitochinjei, hatichaendi kuJerusalema kwacho.
Now Peter was saying, we are now changing directions. We are not going to Jerusalem. We are now going somewhere.
So that it will not happen.
Kuti zvazvitike.
Jesus.
Jesu.
Because he was a spiritual man.
Nokuti akanga ari wemweya.
He was able to identify the devil.
Akakwanisa kucherechedza diabolo.
You know, he rebuked Peter.
Unoziva akatsiura Peter.
Sorry, I think it's wrong again. He rebuked the devil.
Ndine urombo. Zvati tsveya mei. Akatsiura Satan.
But isu patinoona zvaiitika chaipo chaipo.
But when that happened,
munhu akanzi Satan ndi Peter paipa.
The person that was called, he was Satan. It was Peter.
Satan.
Get thee behind me.
When wango katarisa Jesus achitaura na Peter.
Those people that beheld Jesus talking to Peter.
If they had no spiritual eye.
Kandai wango sina ziso remweya.
Awanya sauti anasi Peter azviona.
They would actually say, oh, Peter got it today.
Anasi azviona.
He really got it today.
But the one wango was spiritual.
But to those that were spiritual,
they could see.
Vakakwanisa kuona.
They could separate.
Vaigona kupatsanura.
Peter from the devil.
Peturo na diabolo.
Amen.
Amen.
And ndopane nyaya yese yatiri kutaura pamusoro pezvayo iyi.
This is where this whole issue is centered upon.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was talking to the devil.
Jesu aitaura kuna diabolo.
The devil came.
Diabolo akauya.
And Jesus could identify that he has come.
Uye Jesu aigona kucherechedza kuti diabolo auya.
When Jesus said, when the devil said, change these stones to become bread.
Diabolo paakati kuna Jesu, shandura mabwe aya ave chingwa.
Iwewe neni.
You and I,
tisina a spiritual eye.
Without that spiritual eye,
unenge wakati,
you could have said,
ndakafunga ndikata ndiko ndikachinja matombo aikaita chingwai.
I said, what if I only change these stones into bread?
But Jesus said,
as Jesus wakati,
pana pari kunzi the devil said,
here it is being said, diabolo akati,
change the stones into bread.
Shandura matombo uite chingwa.
But a normal person,
as
describe the same event, anenge achiti ndandanzwa nenzara ndikambofunga ndikati kundikanguti hangu matombo aite chingwa.
who described the same scenario and say, I just said it in my mind,
because
what if I only change the stones into bread?
Because the devil who is coming as a thought and yourself.
Because you cannot distinguish between the devil who is coming as a thought newe pachako.
As if you are a certain watchman.
And then you appear as if you are the devil.
I thought,
yeah, I'm really hungry. I thought if I could only change the stones into
bread. I then just said,
let me just let it alone.
But here, the Jesus Christ, the devil came. And there's side by side.
We're not saying that there were two people here.
He came into his mind.
He
came into his thought. And Jesus was able to identify with this one now, who is in my mind. This is the devil.
Jesu akakwanisa kuziva nekucherechedza kuti uyu auya mupfungwa dzangu ndi diabori uyu.
And you can, he could even rebuke him from his thoughts, rebuking the devil away from his thoughts.
Uyu aitogona kumutsiura mupfungwa dzake kuti abve mupfungwa idzodzi.
Zvinoyo kana wataura kuti handambofunga kuti harega ndichinje matombo aite chingwa, saka uchatsiurani manje
baba. You naturally, when you said, well, I thought that if I could only change these stones into bread,
because
whom are you going to rebuke now?
Wabva wazviita iwewe pesodi, the devil made flesh, wazviita Satan iwewe manje. Hauchagodi kumutsiura sa Satan.
Now you cannot rebuke the devil because you have taken those, the devil who is coming as a thought as yourself.
And yet he is the devil.
How are you going to fight him?
Are you understanding what
I am saying?
Because what does separate?
How are you going to fight him? Because now you have become his representative.
In ordinary language.
Mugutaurao
an
zaku.
Ordinary person would have said,
munu njige, ainge akangoti,
I thought,
nakangofungao,
let me change these stones into bread.
Kuti akondika chinja hangu matomba ya kuta chinja.
Jesus knew it was not himself thinking about that.
Asi Jesu ipapa akatozauta asi
he knew it was the devil.
Akatozauti pano ndashanyirwa.
And he rebuked the devil who was in his mind.
Akatotsiura Satan anga apinda mfungwa dzake.
To the common man, it would be like he rebuked himself for thinking like that. It is written that, you know, in the temptation where the Bible says the devil took Jesus and went with him to a high mountain.
Bible rakatonyorwa kuti anzi diabori akatora Jesu ndokumuendesa pagomo refu refu.
You know, it's like Jesu akanyatsa kubatwa na Satan.
It appears as if the devil literally held him by his hand and took him up the mountain.
But Jesus did not leave the wilderness.
Asika, Jesu avana kubuda murenje.
Kune munhu angari kungo observer ka. He was still there sitting on the rock.
To a person who was just watching him, pamwe anga aringoripo akagara padombo.
But Bible rudotaura kuti anga apamusoro pegomo manje.
But the Bible actually states that he was now at the zenith of a mountain.
Ukaita absent-minded. Uri munom.
If you are here and your mind is out,
wovatanga kufunga poto yawasiya wakanganwa kukie kudzima stove.
Then you start thinking about the pot which you actually forgot to switch off the stove at home.
Literally, your mind leaves you. You go kumba cheko cheko.
Zvinenge zvaitika ndezvekuti pfungwa dzako chaizvo chaizvo dzatokusiya dzikabva dzadzokera kumba.
Ukatotanga kutoona kana chikorobo chawasiya kuti chiri pakati nechakati chakati apa wakagara munomu wakadai so.
And then you start seeing here is the pot that I left here, and this is the rag that I left there, and my other shoe is there. Rimwe pata pata iro ndarisiapo. Zveso zvinozvona.
Unogona kutsvaira imba kumba uri munomu.
You can actually sweep your home while seated there.
Ndo description yekuti Jesu akaenda pamusoro pegomo iye ari kurenje.
This is how we can describe how Jesus went up the mountain while he was in the wilderness.
And the devil was now telling him, you see all these things.
Diabore ndobva atanga kumuudza kuti unoona kazvinhu zvose izvi.
Ndezvangu.
These are mine.
I can give you.
Ndogona kukupa.
Mupfungwa dzake, he was discussing with the devil.
In his mind, vaitotaurirana na Satan.
Dai uri weneni manje.
If it was you or me,
ndingoroti ai ndimufunga ndakatombofunga zvangu ino ndikatokumana zvinhu zvese izvi.
We can only say it like it was a thought to say, well, you know, I actually thought if all these things.
Dai kusukuna mata.
If only I was not a Christian. I could be the head man there and there and also up there. And I can actually rule the people nicely, you know. You think that's you now speaking.
Because you cannot separate the devil from yourself.
Nokuti haugone kupatsanura Satani diabori kubva pauri.
But if you become spiritual like Jesus,
asuka vawe mweya saJesu,
uno reporta uchiti,
you now report like this.
Satan auya kwandiri.
The devil came to me.
Vatanga unditaura kuti unogoneta sabu.
And told me you can actually be the headman.
Satan anditaura kuti unogoneta sabu kwini.
The devil telling me that I can be the headman.
Damutsura.
I rebuked him.
Satan, get away.
Devil.
Buddha,
I am a child of God.
Now you can fight that devil.
Because
you can separate him.
Nokuti wagona kupatsanura.
As long as you make him part of yourself.
Kana uchingora mushingomuita chikamu chako.
Uchamurwisa uchiita sei.
How are you going to fight him? You cannot fight yourself.
When Jesus was taken on top of the pinnacle of the temple,
Jesu paakatorwa akaendeswa pachisuvi chetemberi.
He was still in the wilderness.
Anga shuri murenje.
But in his mind,
asi mupfungwa dzake,
Jesus was taken by the devil.
Akatorwa nadiabori.
Anga tori two beings. Anga tori two beings. Him and the devil.
Vanga tori vanhu vaviri iye na diabolo.
Satan achitotaura.
The devil actually speaking.
Unoziva.
Say, you know,
uri mwana kumana waMwari.
You know you are the son of God.
Uzoti ukajamba kubva kuchidzika pasi apa hapana zvinomboitika kwauri.
Do you know if you throw yourself from that pinnacle going down, nothing will happen to you?
Actually, vanhu vese vari kunetsika kukutendawa, unobva watotanga kutoti ndiye mwana waMwari uyu.
Actually, these people that are having difficulties in believing you, when you do that, they will start believing with all their hearts to say, this is actually the Son of God.
But you and me,
as you and me,
the same event,
pachitiko chimwe chete ichochi,
unenge wakafunga ukati,
you would have thought and said, all these people cannot actually believe me. They don't know the power that is invested in me. I want to show them up. I want to jump from up there. And actually land nicely and softly.
You are not a person. You are Mwari chaiwe.
Then they will actually know and believe and say, yeah, uyuka, asi siri munhu, uya Mwari. You see the difference now?
Jesus is saying the devil is telling me to jump.
Jesu apa ari kutaura achiti, diabori ari kundiudza kuti, shatuka.
Iwe uri kuti, ndafunga kuti regandi jump.
And you on the same event, you're saying, "Ndango funga wangu ti, let me jump."
I then later on
thought, ah, well, people will just say he's just being showy. Let me just let it alone.
Murikuona kuti zvakatosiyana maonero a Jesu nemaonero atinoita.
You see how different it is from the way Jesus looks at it and how we look at it.
Now, Brother Branham.
Hama Branham.
Wanga waine disposition yakafanana neya tenzi Jesu Kristu.
Had the same disposition of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The way Jesus Christ did is how Brother Branham was doing.
Nzira chaiyo yakaitwa naishe Jesu Kristu ndo yaitwa nayo na Brother Branham.
Yeah, him.
Munzwe iye.
Paragraph E40. Hardest hour I ever struck in my life.
Nguwa ya tiambo ndi shikira muupenyu wangu.
Just give you a personal testimony.
Kutindi mogo kupai, ucha pupo
wangu. When I went into the room of my dying baby.
Panaka pindamu wadie mwana wangu achifa.
There I had been a gospel preacher for about 6 years.
Ipa pona nganiri mpari zwe evangeli kwa ma kore matana.
I stood there with my baby.
Ndakamira ipa pona mwana wangu.
They wouldn't let me go in.
Vanga wasingade undipinde.
Didn't want me to go in.
Vasingade
undipinde. But I slipped in.
Asindakaverevetsi.
It was down in the basement in an isolated ward.
Panga ranga iri kamuri yepasi mu ward yanga
yakapatsana. Why God in his little eyes? In his little eyes.
Ma nunzi dzanga dzapinda mazwa.
And I shoot the flies out.
Ndikadzinga nunzi.
And put a little net over it.
Ndikamuisa.
I looked at the little thing.
Ndikatarisa kamwana.
And I said.
Ndikati.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Do you know your daddy?
Unoziva here daddy.
And she had suffered so hard till her little baby blue eyes had crossed.
Anga nyatsorwara kusvikira maziso ake anga apesana.
My heart was gripped.
Moyo wangu wakabatikana.
Her mother was laying in the morgue the night before.
Ipapo amai vake vanga vatova mumochari.
I go down on my knees.
Ndakaenda pamabvangu.
And I said,
ndikati,
Heavenly Father,
Mwari varikudenga.
What have I done to deserve this?
Ndaiteiko kuti ndi
iwe. Will you spare my baby? Oh, blessed Lord, please do.
And
look like come a black sheet unfolding like that. Just shut it off from my view. He absolutely refused to hear my prayer. I stood up and looked at her like that. I knew she was gone. Satan, come to me.
Ipapo Satan ndokuya kwandiri
and said
ndokuti
will you save him now?
Chimuna mata kamanje.
There is your wife.
Ona mudzime wako.
Your father has just left.
Baba vaenda.
Your brother was killed up there on the road.
Muningina wako patsaona akafa.
There is your wife in the morgue.
Mudzima ari mumocharu.
Oh yes, you're a preacher.
Iwe uri muparidziwe.
He ought to be kind to you.
Anofanira kukuitira tsiye nyoro.
Shouldn't he?
Hafana kudare.
Will you save him?
Uchamushumire.
That was the most cruelest temptation.
Ndo muedzo une hutsinye wakaipisisa.
I ever had.
Wandati ndava nawo.
For there was my baby and what I had done.
Nokuti
hepano. And what had I done?
Hepano mwana wangu anga ari pano. Ndisingaziye kuti ndaitei.
Nothing as I know of.
Hapana chandaiziva.
I said, reveal it to me, God.
Ndakati ndizivisei kamwari.
I will make it right.
Ndichagadzirisa.
But every son that cometh to God must be chastened and tried.
Asi mwana wese anouya kuna Mwari anofanira kurangwa uyo anofanira kuedzwa.
Then all of a sudden,
chiripo riposhwa.
I was left alone to make my decision.
Ndakasiiwa ipapo kuti ndiite sarudzo yangu.
I put my hand over on her little head.
Ndakaisa ruoko rwangu pamusoro wake.
And I said, Sherry,
honey,
the angels are coming to take you home.
Girozi dziri kuya kuzokutakura kuenda
kumusha. Then we will pack your little body yonder, down yonder, and lay it in the arms of mama. And I will bury you out yonder in the graveyard hill. But some glorious day, Daddy will see you again.
I
raised my hands to him. I said, Lord, if you slay me, yet I will trust you. I will love you. And a great peace
Rugare rwakakurisa.
Come settling down over me.
Rwakauya ndokugara pandiri.
When Jesus overcame the temptations,
The Bible says,
angels came to minister to him. And when he, Brother Branham, was facing this greatest temptation, and he just overcomes. And a great peace comes settling down over me. He was able to isolate the devil. He says, Satan come to me. And he said, will you save him now? Now, you and me, on the same issue, if we were to have reported it ourselves,
friends, I really thought deeply and said, surely, shall I save him? I thought of my wife in the morgue.
You know,
I thought of my dad having died soon. And now my child is dying. And I'm actually preaching for him. You know, I actually thought deeply and said, should I continue serving him? You are now personalizing yourself, the devil, to be yourself.
He is saying, devil said.
And
the devil is saying? But you can also be spiritual.
But if you are not spiritual,
you become the devil himself.
Satan watch. Say, surely this is what my child is into. Now, Lord, how am I going to save you? Instead of you saying, the devil said to me, how are you going to worship him? Look at your child dying. Look, you are a spiritual.
You are really separating the devil from yourself. So that you can fight him. Because if you can't separate,
you can't separate. How are you going to fight your alliance? You just say, I've decided to go home, I want to worship. Actually, it's the devil telling you to say, stop now, you go home. Go home. Leave this issue of worshiping. God does not love you. Then you say amen to the devil.
You see how the devil plays the first one on us?
Majuona kuti Satan anokutambai tsoro sei.
Right. Another incident. What is the Holy Ghost? I'm watching my time there. What is the Holy Ghost? And this morning, while I have been listening a few days ago to a broadcast that seemed to want to tell that creation just come from some ashes blowing together.
And
some phosphate and a few chemicals of the earth and the warm sunshine created the gem of life and brought out life.
Meno zvema fosfeti nemishonga iyi nenyika nekupenya kwezuva nezvii zvesanzoro zvakaunzwa kuti zvakazvina upenzi
hwakadini will kill any gem of life.
Kuti kana zuva rikaunyatsopenya rinouraya chizenga cheupenyu chese.
Lay a gem out in the sunshine, it will kill it immediately.
Ingoisai chizenga apa pazuva chinourayiwa
ipapo. And there is no such a thing.
Hapana chinhu chakadaro.
But Satan is trying to punch that at me.
As Satan, I go
kundirowa nezvibhagerecho. And after I had taken my little Rebecca to school this morning, and on the road back, I started to turn the radio on again. And I thought, I would get into that stuff again.
So I just turned it off back.
And as I going up the street, Satan said to me,
Satan ndobva ati kwandiri.
He said,
"Not.
Do you know?
Unoziva here
that this man that you call Jesus,
kuti murume wewe amunoti Jesu Jesu ya,
was just like You are just a man like one day in his day, like Billy Graham or Roberts.
No zamu nguwa yake pamwanga kangwetosa makandiwa kana magaya.
He was just a man that they begin to have a few people to gather around him and to say he's a great man.
Munoza kango zwanira vanhu vaingomunganira vakamuti paita zvemunhu mukuru pano.
And after a while he became greater and he became a god to them.
Ndokubva maona anyatsu vanhu vaiva tanga kuwanda vakuti
mushure ndobva zoya Mwari. All over the world since he's dead.
Manje zvazara nyika yese kubva afa.
And that's all.
Ndizvozvo chete. Zvapera zvakadaro.
Ndi Satan.
That's the devil.
He's coming to whisper to him.
Ari kuya kuzomuzevezera.
But you and me.
Asi iwe neni.
On the same issue.
Panyaya imwe chete.
Unenge waita zvekufunga wega manje.
It would be just a thought.
Sure, Jesus haana kufanana na makandiwa.
Really, was Jesus not like makandiwa or someone?
Asi munhu akangotanga, you know, vanhu vachingoti, ah, praise God, zvigiro nhuzo ngumutetera.
Didn't he just start maybe probably in first street and saying praise God, hallelujah, until people followed him?
Because
this is how they all started and now they are known all over.
That's how you and me would interpret this.
But
Brother Branham is able to separate
the
thought which is coming into his mind.
Fungwa iri kuya mfungwa
dzako. Ndobva watoi blocka kuti this is the devil.
Watoziva kuti uyu ah Satan.
Ndobva wanyatsa kuti isolate zvari kutaura zvacho word verbatim.
Ndokumupatsanura mashoko ari kuunza iwana.
And I thought, how a liar you are.
Ndikafunga ipapo ndikati unenyeba zvakadiwe.
Zvinodai wanga uriwo waita zvekuzviti ndiri kufunga hangu kudaro. Waizotaura here kuti uri kunyepa.
If it was you thinking like that and you think it's just your thoughts, whom were you going to say was a big liar? Now you can't fight that battle.
I thought you, how a liar you are.
Then
I turned just as I was crossing Graham Street.
Anzi ipapo zvakatouya ndakutiyambuka street inonzi Graham.
Vatonyasa kuona parikuitika kwese itikuti Satan achida iyachidai, Satan achida iyachidai.
He actually saw these things when the devil doing that and him doing that.
I said, Satan. You that's talking to my conscience.
Ndiwe uri kutaura nehana yangu iwe.
Ndakubata.
I've got you.
Yeah, wangada kundihwandira ndakubata.
You wanted to high play hide
like
and seek
to
upon
ask you a few things.
Right. Ndoda kukubvunza zvinhu zvishomanani.
Who was it that the Hebrew prophet spoke of that would come?
Ndiani akaprofitwa nevaprofita vechiHebheru kuti achauya?
Ari kutopindura Satan.
He is now answering back to the devil.
Uchizviverenga testimony yao is as if wanga wakaita by two na Satan. Satan ari apa iwo ari papo vachidini vachiita volley of words zvichienda kudai. But when, he was by himself.
When you read this testimony, you think they were actually walking with the devil being there, Brother Branham being there, asi vanga vari vega mumota.
But in his mind,
asi mupfungwa,
they were two.
Vanga vari vaviri.
Satan anga aripo and iwo varipo ipapo.
The devil was there and Brother Branham was there.
I would like to ask you a few things.
Who
was the anointed
Messiah?
What was upon those men who foresaw him and told his life thousands of years before he got here? Who was it that foretold it just to the letter? Satan.
He's asking the devil who is in his mind.
And when he came, they said, he Paka was numbered with the transgressors.
Paka uya ndokuti, akaverengerwa pakati peva vakasakarurama.
And he was.
Uye,
he was wounded for our transgressions.
Uye, akakuwadzirwa kudarika kwedu.
And he was.
Uye, zvakaitika.
He made his grave with the rich.
Akavanebwiro rake nevakuru.
But he would rise up the third day.
Asi, aizomuka nezuva retatu.
And he did.
Zvakaitika.
And then he promised the Holy Ghost. And I've got it. So you might just as well get away from it.
Saka iwe shamwari iwe Satan ichibva.
Because it's written in the word and every word is true.
Uye nokuti zvakanyorwa mushoko rake uye shoko rake ndere chokwadi.
Hanzi, then he left.
Hanzi ipapo nokuenda Satan.
While we stand washikanirana ma scripture uyachuya uchide, then he left.
They were fighting, throwing scriptures to one another.
When Jesus was fighting the devil,
just by the Satan,
scripture, it is written,
throwing back the scriptures one to another, it is written, and
the devil then left him.
And the diabora akabvamusiya. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. It wasn't so from the beginning.
Paragraph
8.
Paragraph
8. So I never tried to get money. I never tried to get money.
And those
two brethren that I mentioned, two fine, loyal, sweet, God-saved men,
you
know, is this going to describe our Rimaruta or our Isusu?
Now, when it becomes to us describing these men that are being spoken of, we actually see them as demons.
Two fine, loyal, sweet, God-saved men.
Varume vaviri vakanaka, vakatendeka, vanotapira vakaponeswa naMwari.
Is T.L. Osborne.
Did T.L. Osborne.
And O.L. Roberts.
Na O.L. Roberts.
That's exactly truth.
They
are fine men. I know them both since their ministry began, and they are real fine brothers. And I went to Brother Osborne the other day. And over there, when I had a meeting in Tulsa, and I looked how God has blessed him. And he's a great missionary.
Done
missionary work. And the money that you send to Brother Osborne is certainly used right.
But this is
going to describe university. Hey, university. But brother, it was used right.
But when we are describing how they built their universities and things, we do it in the
he
wrong way.
He is a fine man. God saved man. And I went into his place. And he put his arms around me. Commenced crying. Showed me where all the places he has been. He said, Brother Branham, that's part of your ministry. He said, if you had not have went and done as the Lord did, tell you to do, said, I am just one of your students. As it was, think a man of that caliber telling a little person like me that he was my student. That takes a real sweet, humble spirit. And then when I was there, Brother Oral Roberts fell and hurt his leg. And I went into his lovely big home. And I could have been no better treated if I had been an angel come from heaven. When I went to pray for him, and he had a knee that had, oh, it was in terrible condition. And while I was praying, the blood veins come down. The blood veins come down. And made a big V.
Zika ita V.
On top of his knee.
Pamsoro pe virao.
Got right up and he walked away.
Vakasimuka ipapo, vakatanga kufamba.
So I went into his homes.
Ndakapinda mudzimba dzavo.
How beautiful.
Ndikaona dzakanaka
zvakadi. And nice.
It's
a big home. I just wept. When I went outside and looked at his great big building there, how beautiful it was put together. Everything in a triune block. And I seen that mirror there on the hands reaching down.
Ndikaona girazi iroro pamaoko
ane maoko. And when I walked outside and looked,
ndichifamba ndichibuda panze ndikatarisa.
I've never seen nothing anywhere in the world like it anywhere.
Andina kumboona imba yakanishonakisa munyipasi rose.
And I thought, oh great Jehovah.
Ndikati oh Jehovah vakuru.
How thankful I am. That shows the faith of one man that can really get a word of God and do something like that. How I am thankful.
Zvino gona kutaridza kuti mumwe munhu anogona kutenda kuna Mwari ogokwanisa kuona zvinhu zvakadaro izvi. Oh Mwari ndinokutenda.
Then Satan.
Ipapo Satan
said to me.
Ndokuti kwandiri.
He said.
Akati.
He must not think very much of you.
Ha. Iwewe kahatombokufunge nezvako izvi.
What if he come to your place?
Kodai oro roba zakazouya kumba kwako
iwe. And see one little typewriter sitting.
Ozoona katapureta kangori hapo.
Sitting up there in the end of a trailer.
Zvingori imomo mukachivakwa kadidika.
What kind of an office would that be?
Iwe. I office yakaita sei.
Hasiti zvinotunyadzisa. Munhu ane zvese izvi. Obva ati ndiri student wenyu but teacher wacho anika typewriter.
This great big man who has all these things and he says I'm your student but the teacher only has a small
I
typewriter.
I said well I am doing the best I can.
Ndiri kuita zvose zvandinogona.
That's all.
Ndizvozvo.
Have a hard time ever getting any letters answered.
Ndinova nenguva yakakurisa yekuti ndipindure tsamba dzese.
And I looked up and I thought,
ndakatarisa
kuti, oh, I would sure hate for them brothers to come to my place and see my office.
Handingade kuti hama idzi dziuye kunzvimbo yangu dzione office yangu.
But then, as I was standing there,
asi ipapo ndakamira ipapo,
something sweet happened.
Pani chinotapira chakaitika kwandiri.
And I never forget it. Just as plain as I ever heard a voice in my life.
Sekungonzwa kwamuri kungoita inzwi rangu zvino.
He said,
akati,
but
asi
I am your portion.
Ndini chikamu chako iwe. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when you overcome temptations,
maona pauno kunda muyezo
angels minister you
ngirozi dzinoshumira kwauri
something good happens unotozvinzwa kuti
chimwe chinhu chakanaka chinotoitika you actually feel it
right testimony
uchapup
book runonzi testimony paragraph 33 I'm about to close now
and so
then I remember
zvino ndinorangarira
getting in there
ndichipindamo
and he had the soles of his shoes was out
zvino tsino chebhutsu zvanga zvabva zvose
he was kneeling down hollering
anga pfugama achidanidzira
oh god
oh mwari
give her back to me
mudzosere kwandiri mwari
poor old fellow
muchinda mutano
I happened to think of my own dead old dead
ndakatanga kufunga pamusoro pa baba vangu vanga vakwegura
gripping that hit like that.
Ndichivaona vakabata hit iyoyo sezvo.
I said, what's the matter, dad?
Ndikati ko chi chaitika nai baba.
He said, who are you?
Akati ndiwani iwe.
And I said, I'm Brother Branham.
Ndikati ndini hama Branham.
He said, oh, Brother Branham.
Akati oh, hama Branham.
He said, mama is such a sweet woman.
Ndikati oh, mama munhu ano akaisonaka.
And said, I've lost her, I'm sure.
Oh, vanenge vatofa.
And I said,
ndikati,
well, what's the matter?
China, baba.
So I took hold of her hand.
Ndikabata ruoko rwamai.
And her eyes were set now.
Zvino maziso awanga atonyura.
But I do not think she was dead.
Handifunga kuti vanga vafa.
See, and her false teeth had been taken out.
Ma, zino avo aye kupfekedzera.
And laying down.
Aiswa paruti.
And like muddy looking water would come down from her eyes.
Mona sema tope misodzi yaibuda
and her eyes were right set right back
maswa wanga
real old woman not real old but past the middle age I would say 68 70
mudzima yanga kwegura kwete anga kwegurisa asanga svike pamazera 68
so she was laying like that
anga karara kaipa
and I said
ndikati
if and I felt of her
ndikamunzwira
her forehead was sticky with perspiration And he said, she's just quit breathing a while ago, Brother
Branham.
Said, oh, she's a good woman. Said, she's harrowed over them old clothes and helped to make a living.
Did
we raised a bunch of children. She's took this cancer. The doctor has worked faithfully, he's done all he could. It was in the female glands, he said, there's nothing more you could do.
He
said, we sold her quilts to get the ambulance to bring us down here, the quilts that she had made.
Takatengesa zvose zvavanogadzira munoziva kuti tikwanise kuwana ambulance iyo kuzovatakura.
I thought, oh God. Well, let's pray, brother. And I took a hold of her hand. And I said, Heavenly Father, I was going to pray for consolation. I will confess it. I thought the woman was gone. And it was while I was praying, I felt something grip my hand. The devil said to me, that's just the flesh, you know. Just she's dead. That's just the nerves twitching. And I went ahead praying a little bit longer. And I felt it twitch again. I kept praying. But I was looking over at her. And the old man was down on the floor crying, give me back,
mother.
And I was holding hands like that.
And then
I happened to look again. The skin on her forehead is wrinkling. And she looked up at me. She said, what's your name? And I said, I'm Brother Branham. She said, well, we come down here for you to pray for me. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I feel good, so good. I said, would you set up? And about that time he looked and the old man looked at me, hollered, mother!
Ah! Mama! Mama! Mama!
But you see, the devil had come.
As he was praying.
You know,
as he was holding the hand of this woman praying,
he believes Mzimai Afa.
She's dead.
And he does not expect any movement from a dead body. When he starts praying, and God hears the prayer, the woman comes back to life. Ndobva aita like twitching maoko ake kudai.
Ndokutaka kugwina mumaoko.
Brother Branham wakatsinzinya ari kunamata.
Brother Branham closing his eyes. And then he felt that twitch. Said, what is it? Can a corpse do that? Up until he prayed, opening up his eyes. Up until that woman opened her eyes.
But Satan hanga ato ataurira.
But the devil had told him.
Kudaku as brother, the devil comes to oppose.
Now there when he says, the devil comes in and anotoya kuzopikisa.
To say it's wrong as this is wrong.
Kumudza kuti that's wrong.
Saka apa mudzimai anga akuita come back to life.
This woman was
but the devil wanted to discourage this man so that he doesn't pray.
As diabora aida kuodza moyo wemurume kuti asanamata.
Ikanza afa ndozvita munhu afa, don't worry.
He says, well, that's what it dead man does.
I doubt brother, don't worry. Gore moyo wabva wangu chisiyana naye wangu. Because brother Brother wangu akatoita set himself kuti no, ndoda kungonamadzira consolation kuti tinyaradze wari kurwadziwa.
Because Brother Branham had set in himself that I just want to pray for consolation, just to console these people.
But you see how the devil fights.
Maona kuti diabola
anorwisa sei. Jesus Christ fought.
makaona kuti Jesu Kristo akarwa sei.
You see how the prophet fought.
Uye nokuti Brother Branham akarwisawo sei.
And you see how we must fight.
Nobva maona kuti imi munofanira kurwisa nenzira ipi?
Right, ndatopedza zvangu. Rega ndingotaura imwe ye squirrel.
Let's just speak about the squirrel.
I've heard, but now I see.
And
I thought, paragraph 149. And I thought, somehow I have broke into that channel. And I know he is here because I am almost beside myself. I thought, I will make this one ridiculous sure enough. Saka, request yes, quirio ioi. Wakaita so ridiculous.
Kukumbira kwavakaita tsindi idzi. He took it as if it was ridiculous. Upenzi.
I said, there would be a red squirrel come down off that hill.
Pachava netsindi tsvuku ichaburukira kubva nechikomwe.
Come right down this way.
Ichiuya nenzira iyi.
And right by me.
Yonyatsouya
and go out.
Yobva yabuda.
And sit on that limb.
Yolo gara pa
and
baziru.
Look down there at that farmer.
Yotari samurimi ari munda.
Wakaita so ridiculous.
Anzi ndakazviita zvine kaupenzi.
Yeah. Kunyatsa kuita yatingati like ino anonzi ma fleece. Kana wafunga kuita fleece ka. Hakona kuita fleece yekuti Mwari ndibatsirei kuti ndizive kuti zveshuwa muri kutaura neni ichi ndikasvika kumba ndauti mudzimai wangu andipesadza. Iya gara ndingokupa sadza mazuva ese. You are only inviting doubts to your prayer.
You answer us when you're praying and you say, Lord, help me. I want to get home. And then when I get home, I want my wife to give me food. When you actually know that's exactly what she always does.
You should make it ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need Cindy to know what you know. Famba no matombo jam drought with Cindy Zicken a papa, I papa.
I know that a squirrel will only come through the rocks and things, but I want it to come from this end where it's almost impossible to come from.
So he described the locust. If I go farm, we are not Cindy, yes, good enough, and I go and a cocoa, you're so young, papa, you're friend, a pandi, panapa, you're Viaquil and a pumpy, you're Venom Mirabo, you're Tarisa Gunavari Miao.
He actually described. Kufamba kwese kwaifana kuita that it must come from this hill down here, then right by me, right, and then set on that limb and look at that farmer.
Here he come down the hill.
After he had just spoken,
where did I get out? And he said, look at the farmer.
Don't buy no car, papa, zero,
and I shot him. Satan said to me,
diaboli, no baat kwandiri.
You know what? The woods is just full of them now.
Ha! Zakazara msangoizi.
Ulifunga tu wasika.
You think you have spoken it into existence?
Asangwe say tindi zega zega.
They are just full of squirrels.
And I sat there till 12 o'clock.
Nakagara kusvika 12 masikati.
And not another thing happened.
Pasina kana chimwe chinhu chaitika.
Wakagara kuti approve kuna Satan kuti kana tsindi dzakangozara ngaiuye tione.
He actually sat there to prove to the devil to say there are no squirrels in these woods.
Kugara kusvika 12 hapana yakauya.
He sat there until 12, nothing came up.
Kuti Satan, kuti masango akazara tsindi zva.
Then you, the devil, you said these woods are full of them squirrels.
Zvinezvi dzisikuoneka.
Why can't I see? Not even one. So now you are sure that I've spoken that one into existence?
So as Christians,
Saka sema Christo,
we need to identify the devil
to find out
so that we can fight him better.
Tinya somu kwanisa kumurwisa.
Peter na Satan.
Now when we come to that level of distinguishing between Peter and the devil, now we know.
Knowing
that whatever I'm going to say now, the brother is going to remain a Christian, but would have destroyed the enemy.
Peter,
was Peter was a spiritual man?
Because they angry like we were nini.
If it was you or me,
angari akabaita attitude ipapo.
He could have developed a bad attitude. With all that I've ever done for you, calling me devil. This other day I went there and fished out a fish and we took out money out of it and we paid our tax. So now could the devil have done that for you? So am I the devil?
Ah,
Lord, what you speak is not good. The devil had been rebuked.
Peter was just as happy.
Peter akangoramba achingofara.
Because na iye akabvato cherechedza kuti oh chirombo chiya changa chapinda.
He actually also realized that oh that enemy had come into my mind.
He
said, Lord,
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. You have rebuked this demon that was coming to me.
Last quotation. Everlasting life and how to receive it.
Paragraph 48.
You just imagine somebody hates you once. And they don't hate you. But you imagine they do. And you just keep thinking. They don't like me. And the first thing you'll be shunning that person. When they haven't done nothing to you. And after a while, it becomes so a reality to you. Till you actually believe that that person doesn't like you.
Kushikira wakutonyatso tenda kuti pano ndakavengwa.
And you might bow them out or say something to you. For instance, your wife or your husband or some neighbor or something like that.
Unogona kungotaura chero kwavari. Pamwe anogonongari, pamwe murume wako, kana muvakidzani wako, kana mudzimai, kana umwe munhu akangodaro.
When the person is absolutely innocent of any ill thing.
Munhu wacho na iye kai waunenge waunenge wapopotera. Anenge asitorina kana mhosva.
It's because that you just imagine it. So it become a reality to you. Now see what I mean.
Inyaya yekuti unenge wangozvifungidzira, zvino akuita kunge ndezvechokwadi.
You see, so this is how we fight devils.
Ndoka rwisiro katinoita madimoni.
This is how Jesus Christ was tempted in the wilderness.
Ndoma edzerwa akaitwa Jesu Kristo murenje.
This is how we are tempted every day.
Uye ndoma edzerwa atinoitwa mazuva ese.
The devil has said several things to you today. But the way you presented it. It seems
as if it was you thinking or
doing.
Then I did this and then I thought of that.
So you will never realize how the devil is fighting you.
Because
instead of separating him, you then join with him.
May the good Lord do bless you all.